You're listening to the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast, sponsored by Franklin Professional Associates, excellence in staffing and recruiting, and supported by regional leaders like Bemis Associates. Let's make amazing.
Welcome to the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast. Travis Condon here as we continue our On the Road series. We're over in Leominster today at 94 Water Tower Plaza, North Main Street, Route 12, right off of Route 2 with the folks from My Salon Suite. Joining us today, we have owner Ed Bolter. Ed, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for visiting us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me out here to your beautiful space. Can you give us a brief overview of what exactly is My Salon Suite?
So My Salon Suite is a nationwide franchise, and what we do is we solve the problem for people in the beauty and wellness industries. You know, typically when somebody had amassed a set of skills and a loyal clientele, and they wanted to go out and start their own branded salon, they would have to go out and find a landlord and sign the long-term lease, and then get a bank to fund it, and find a construction company to build it, right? Which is a large undertaking. What we do, our value add, is we step in and we take on all of that process and then basically offer these folks a turnkey salon suite or spa suite. And they put their business name over the door and they run their own business from it. We're a platform.
And so you opened this location last year, but this is actually your second location. You also have one over in Westboro.
In Westboro as well, yeah.
Your background, though, originally was not salons and this type of commercial property management. Tell me a little bit about your background and how you ended up getting involved with My Salon Suite.
Yeah, my whole career has been an accident. I started out, long time ago as a janitor, and then a guy, got me into the high-tech industry. And I just kind of followed that path for a long time. And, the last 10 years of my career, I was a mid-level executive for a couple of Fortune 200 companies. And I was, very well paid and so forth. But after a while, it's funny, you do anything long enough and all of a sudden you start to lose the passion, right?
Yeah.
And my wife and I decided we had been investing in real estate, and I thought I was going to go just basically build a real estate empire. And as fate would have it, I tuned into a webcast, and there was a franchise consultant talking about, he had just written a book called Hire Yourself, and he was talking about the wonderful world of franchising. And I listened to it, and I kind of got enamored of the idea, had a follow-up conversation the next day, and he told me about these, different franchise concepts where they're semi-absentee, because I didn't want to basically buy myself a 100-hour-a-week job, right?
Yeah.
But it turns out that, there are these semi-absentee type concepts. We did our due diligence, and lo and behold, we signed up with My Salon Suite, and it's been awesome.
And obviously, the tech industry, a lot different from what you're doing now, but I imagine some of the management skills, that's got to transfer to what you're doing now, correct?
Management skills, business skills.
Yeah.
One of the things that we offer to our members who sign up here is I'm a guy that's got decades of large-scale business management expertise for managing large teams, large budgets, and they get all that for free when they sign up here, to the extent they want to use it.
And as we talk about the different franchises, I know you mentioned you wanted something that wasn't going to be 100 hours. Mm-hmm. So you actually looked at a couple different ones, but what was it about this one that made you say, that's the one I'm going to go with? Because I know you had a couple different options.
Yeah, we had, he gave us a kickboxing concept, a Pilates concept, and an old-time barbershop concept. And as we were doing our due diligence, and, one of the things when you work in high tech for long enough, you understand that there are business cycles, right?
Yeah.
And I had already been laid off 3 times.
Wow.
Because the cycles come and go.
Mm-hmm.
After the last one, I told my wife, Amy, I said, you know what? The next time I go out, it's going to be on my terms. So, ended up happening is that we looked at those 3 other concepts, and those were all concepts that, the 2, when budgets get tight, you can stop kicking a bag and you can stop going to Pilates and just work out at home, right? Guys aren't as religious about cutting their hair as women are. And we just figured this would be the most recession-proof of them. And it's been such a rewarding journey because all of these folks that come here, they're all artists, and mm-hmm. they do amazing things with hair that I couldn't conceive of doing, but it's just been a really, really great ride.
And in addition to being artists, you know, they're all entrepreneurs that want to start their own business. Absolutely. And looking at the salon industry, you know, there are different barriers, I think, when folks want to start off. What are some of those barriers, and how does My Salon Suite help overcome those to help these people start their businesses?
It's a couple of things. You know, first of all, everybody has the experiential boundary, right? You've got to kind of do your time, hone your craft, develop a loyal following, and be somebody that people want to come see on a regular basis. But there are also barriers, you know, around just business management expertise, right? Most of these folks don't come from business schools. So, you know, everybody who comes here is afraid, you know, they're kind of scared about, can I do this? And is this, you know, something that I can handle? And, you know, what we do here is, you know, we offer them the support that they need through our online education, as well as, you know, we people that we bring in to help them gain the confidence that they can run a legitimate salon, you know, branded salon business and be quite successful at it. We like to say that we're the easiest, most affordable way to successfully start your own health and wellness business.
You've got 9 already. You've got room for more professionals to come in. When you talk about health and beauty, I know there's a wide range where it's not just people all doing hair. There's a bunch of different things you have. So can you tell us about some of the clients that you have here and some of the services that are offered by these entrepreneurs?
Sure. So here we have a nurse practitioner, Khadisha. She's in Suite 103. She does, she has a med spa, right? So she does injectables. Like, so for people who want Botox or fillers, you know, to smooth out the lines. But she also does something that I'm probably going to end up becoming a client of, which is vitamin-based hydration therapy, right?
Yeah.
You know, people are so run down these days, right? So getting that B12 or vitamin C boost would certainly do us all some good. And then we've got hemp hair braiders. We have somebody who does formal wedding and prom makeup, somebody who does formal wedding and prom hair. We have two hair stylists who do the full, you know, the full suite of things. We had a nail tech, but she's moved on, so we're looking for a nail tech. But we can accommodate massage, microblading, brows, lashes, virtually anything in a wellness or beauty concept. We have 2 barbers on staff now. And I just interviewed another 3rd one this morning. So it becomes really a one-stop shop when we, you know, when everything gets filled out here. You know, people can have that spa day, but just in a different context, right? They're not coming to one room. They're actually coming to and scheduling time with all of our members.
But they're almost like visiting all different local independent businesses as they're moving throughout the suite.
Absolutely. Yeah. Which is the great thing, right? So the people who come here, they're looking for more than just a place to do what they do. They're looking to build a brand. And, you know, it's kind of a launch pad for going bigger, right? To, you know, we have a member, Erin, in our Westboro facility. She's been with us for 4 years down there. And she came from a salon here in Leominster. You know, the big fear for a lot of people is, will my clients follow me, right? Turns out her clients followed her because that's a rock solid relationship they have. And she's run her own salon now for 4 years, and then she's now just leased out space in Milford, and she's going to have a much bigger multi-chair, multi-discipline salon going on down there. So worked out well.
And for you, what's it like to know that you're the launch pad for a business like that, to know that it started within your walls and you helped it grow to the point now that it's kind of going off into the world?
That is the most rewarding part for me, right? Back when I was in the tech world as a senior leader, the best part of my day is I was a volunteer leadership mentor, right? So I would have newly minted managers that I would meet with on a regular basis and help them avoid or at least jump over the potholes that, you know, that I, you know, twisted my ankle on throughout the years. And it's very rewarding to see people take that advice, leverage it, and then go on to much bigger and better things. And it's the same here. It's a great feeling.
Going to take a quick break. We'll be back to continue this conversation here at My Salon Suite in Leominster.
Do you have the right high-quality employees to successfully compete and grow your business? Franklin Professional Associates' team of recruiters in Leominster is here to help you hire the best so you can be your best. Visit franklinprofessionals.com today.
Welcome back to the Inside North Central Massachusetts podcast. Travis Condon here on the road at My Salon Suites in Lemonster at 94 Water Tower Plaza, chatting with Ed Bolter, the owner. And you mentioned earlier the fact that you bring that wealth of knowledge, but I understand My Salon Suite also helps build those entrepreneurial skills. So can you talk a little bit about that process,
sure,
how they can utilize you, how they can utilize My Salon Suite, and how that's different than some of the other environments out there?
Yeah, so we have some key strategic relationships with companies like SalonCentric. They're in town here as well. And we have a whole library of trainings that we've done over the years that are available online, you know, and, you know, you play them when you want them. And it ranges from anything from, you know, the latest products that have come out from each of the product manufacturers, but more importantly, business management skills, right? How to know what your numbers are, how to track, you know, what's my average ticket price, right? Who are my best customers? And do I get a loyalty? Should I put a loyalty program together for them? Or, you know, who are the customers that I'm actually losing money on, and what should I do there, right? And it runs the gambit, right? But when you make the decision to run it as a business, you always have to be looking at your, if you know your numbers, you're managing it, and then you can take the right action.
And one of the things I think is the hardest is always kind of knowing what your worth is. Do you find that that's one of the things that happens when you talk to different tenants here is, you know, finding that price point of knowing, I have a quality service and it needs to be charged this amount? Because we are our harshest critics.
We are. And I think that's a more emphasized, particularly with, you know, this industry in which is predominantly female based. And they all have self-doubts and concerns. And I tell each one of them, I say, look, and I said, you know, I wouldn't rent to somebody that I thought was going to fail out of the gate, right? But they're all afraid, you know. And then, as a matter of fact, outside the, if we can take a look later on, the sign to this suite, right? We redefine fear, right? And some people say it's false evidence appearing real, right? But here, we won't let you fail unless you're intent on it, right? So we give you the support. And one of the things about human nature is a lot of people are afraid to ask for help, right? Because they don't want others to know that they're having issues. And I just tell people, I said, as a business person, you can't afford that, right? Because by the time you get comfortable asking for help, the time for help may have passed, right? So I tell people, let me know what's going on and let me know how I can help. And we also, through our SalonCentric partnership, we have an area rep, Jeff Bloof, who's just amazing. This man is passionate about helping people. And for folks that are carrying his product line, he will, you know, work with them to build out a roadmap to six figures, and then he'll be their accountability partner along the way, right? And as long as they're doing the work and taking his recommendations and so forth, he'll hang in there with them until they get to that six-figure level and beyond, right? So this is an environment where we've never had a location fail at My Salon Suite. We've got hundreds of them around the country now. And just as we don't let ourselves fail, we don't like our members to fail. And we'll do everything that we can to the extent that we're allowed to help them be successful.
And let's talk a little bit more about the environment, because we're in one of your suites right now and it's beautiful in here. I did get a chance to just get a glimpse into this suite next door, which is currently being occupied, and it looks a little bit different there.
Yep.
So when folks come here, how much can they customize? How much is already here when they come in to start working?
Sky's the limit, right? Because, you know, this, at the end of the day, this is a platform, and this is, you know, they have a commercial lease with us. And what we do is we give them a generous startup package, right? So we'll start off by, we'll paint a wall the color that they want. We'll hang a chandelier. We give them 90 minutes of handyman times, right, to set up their retail space. And when the state board comes in to certify their suite, we want them, you know, 5 minutes later to be doing their thing, right? And they, everything's around them. We give them a free Square point of sale system account. We try to put everything around them to make them a fully functioning, fully fledged individual entrepreneurial business.
And do you find that your clients that come in really customize each one as you go around and see the different suites?
They do. Yeah, they do. And that's part of the magic here. You know, we built this as a show place, which is why, you know, we have the 6 foot glass doors on the front. Right. And while, you know, I might like to say that it's our modern, sleek cabinetry that makes it all happen, that's not the case. It's really what they do, what they bring to it. And because they're all artists, they do some stunning designs, right? And this is a space that they're going to spend the majority of their day in. So it should be something that they just look around and go, I love what I've done here, you know?
Now for you, does it ever get old? Or is it every time somebody comes in and sets it up, does it always kind of wow you still when you see what they've done with the place that you built?
Oh, it, these people are so creative. You know, you never see the same thing twice. And like our newest barber that's coming in, she wanted a brick wall. Right now, we don't have brick walls, but they make a motif, right, mm-hmm. that makes it look like a brick wall. So we worked with her on how we would go about that, and we're in the process of putting that together for her. So she's a barber, so she's got the old-time chair, and every suite here has the same furniture, but when you look at them, you'd swear that, you know, they were all just completely different, right, because it's what they do around it. They use this as a palette to create the perfect work experience for them.
So you give them that nice solid foundation, and then they run with it from there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, in addition to customizing everything, it really does feel like each room is kind of its own separate shop, which is obviously what you're going for. And it's neat because when I was setting up the equipment, I know that there's work being done next door. Mm-hmm. We shut this door. I can't hear it. It seems like I'm in my own place.
Yep. Yeah. Part of our build specs for this location was we wanted to make sure that, you know, particularly as we fill, right, you know, 29 independent businesses is pretty dense, right?
So yeah.
We wanted to make sure, and particularly for spa people, right? So people who do massage and do facials, right? That's all about the zen, right? So we wanted to make sure that there wasn't noises bleeding over from adjacent suites into that space and interrupting that experience for them. So all of the walls here are insulated for noise, so that you get the lowest amount of outside interruption as possible.
And it's windy outside, and I can't hear any of that wind right now. It's fantastic how quiet and relaxed this environment feels.
And then, you know, you think about it, right? You stream some spa music or the barbers, they'll have televisions going, right? But everybody's very respectful. They keep the volume to a workable level, and it all works.
And earlier we mentioned the different 9 businesses that you have, and you mentioned people could almost do like a spa day and go from one business to another.
Yeah.
Are you finding that as the businesses here start to learn about each other in the different suites, is there some collaboration between them that you're starting to see?
A ton of it. And it's interesting because there's more here in Leominster than in our Westboro facility, oddly enough, right?
Yeah.
All of these folks here feel like they're part of a team, mm-hmm. right? Which is a little antithetical to the stories I typically hear. Like, you know, one of the lead motivators for people looking to come to a place like this is just because they're a little worn out by some of the environmental and issues and interpersonal issues that they might be experiencing. Here, right, they run their own shop. Their customers are coming to see them just like everybody else's. But they all cross-refer each other. So to me, and I tell them, the power of the suites isn't the nice washbowl in the suite, right? It is really how they collaborate with these other independent entrepreneurs, right? So a hairdresser, for instance, will have anywhere from 100 to 150 hair clients, right? Mm-hmm. So that's 100 to 150 clients that the nail tech or the esthetician, right, or these other folks don't know, right? But the hairstylist will refer their clients out to others just as they will to her because they want their clients to have a multi, like a spa day, right? A multi-purpose kind of experience when they come here.
So it works well for everyone with that collaboration.
It really does. And it helps people grow their business and grow their revenue faster than it would in a typical type environment.
And one of the neat things that came to mind, I think of weddings, and you think of all the different services, whether it's the barber for the guys and the hairstylist for the women, and then the makeup and some of the different spa things maybe beforehand for the bachelorette. I think you can do all of that right here.
You can do all of that and more as more and more people sign up, right? So it's, you can pretty much under this roof of, you know, eventually 29 independent businesses, there'll be every practice under the sun.
So let's talk a little bit more about the process. If there's somebody listening in right now that thinks, I want to come check out this environment, maybe I want to open up my own business in my salon suite, what's that process like from the moment that they either call you or email you or even just walk in the door here?
We try to make everything easy. So if they see us, for instance, on one of our online ads or Google ads, or if they walk by our phone number, 508-500-9000, but typically we say if they go to our website, mysalonsuite.com/Leominster, there's a simple little intake form with basically name, number, and email. And that will populate our database. We make a follow-up call as soon as possible. And we have an initial, exploratory conversation, about who are you, what's your experience, what are you looking for, how can we help? And then if they like what they hear, it's a kind of a high-level explanation of what we do. We set up a tour. I take them through the whole place. I show them all the different options. We'll talk about their budget. We'll talk about what are they looking for in terms of a lease term. We try to be very flexible. Our standard is a one-year lease, but we're also offering 6 month. We're offering month to month. We'll even offer part-time, like they can just lease out 1 to 3 or 4 days a week. And the owners here, by the way, the other nice thing that they can do is when they've owned, when they've rented the suite themselves, they can sublet the days that they don't work. So they can give somebody who's maybe not ready for a full-time experience the ability to work here for a number of days to bring their clients in, really immerse themselves in the suite experience. And then when they're ready, they can just move into an available suite.
So you mentioned your website, mysalonsuite.com/Lemonster. Mm-hmm. Can you give us the phone number again and tell us again how they when you're open for them to come visit you?
So the phone number is 508-500-9000. It's pretty easy to hopefully remember that one. And I'm very flexible. This is my full-time job. But as I mentioned before, this is kind of a, I'm basically a property manager, right? So I don't need to be here because these people all know what they do and they do it well. And certainly don't need me to get through their day unless there's a facilities issue they need addressed. So when you fill out that form or when you call, we just will agree on a good time for them because they all lead very busy lives. And then, we will meet here on site. We'll take them for the tour. And if they want to sign up, we make that real easy. From a rental perspective, we don't do first, last, and security. We just do 2 weeks of security deposit. And then from the time that they sign the lease until the time that they're approved by the state to open their business, we work to get the suite ready. And then we give them basically 4 weeks, right, to get through their paperwork and get everything submitted and then get the state in here so they don't have to pay rent for that initial month while we're all working, to get ready for their opening day.
And that's always one of the big concerns, too, is can I afford to start a business? Can I afford to open up?
Correct. So, so they might be paying a booth rental fee somewhere else. So we don't want them to be paying double when they can't really make use of the space. So as long as they're doing their due diligence to get through the steps, then, we'll make sure that we treat them right.
Excellent. Well, Ed, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with me on the podcast today. For those who are tuning in, we've been chatting with Ed Bolter, one of the owners at My Salon Suite. You can find them at 94 Water Tower Plaza here in Lemonster, conveniently off of North Main Street, Route 12, right off of Route 2. Ed, thank you so much for your time today.
It's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to Inside North Central Massachusetts. This podcast is produced by the North Central Massachusetts Chamber of Commerce. For more information on this episode, links to other episodes, or if you have any questions, please visit northcentralmass.com.